all of the galaxies, all of the stars and gas and dust and planets and everything else that we can see with our greatest telescopes represent about half of 1% of what's actually out there. The rest is invisible. It's mostly some mysterious substance that we call dark matter.
You can't see dark matter. The reason why you can see normal matter is because light shines on it and reflects off of it. That's how you can see me. Dark matter doesn't work that way. The light goes right through the dark matter. The way we detect dark matter is because it has mass. Anything with mass affects other things via gravity. That's the golden rule of mass. That's what mass does. It tugs on other things because of gravity.
Without dark matter, the Milky Way couldn't exist.
So the galaxy is spinning. The galaxy is spinning fairly rapidly. The reason why it can spin so rapidly is because it has so much dark matter. The dark matter has a lot of mass, and therefore it has a lot of gravity, and that's what keeps the stars whizzing around. If you were to magically take all of the dark matter away from our galaxy, it would fly apart. The stars would just keep going straight, and in a very short amount of time, the galaxy would just be gone.
There'd be just a mess of stuff flying every which way. And that's not just true of our galaxy, it's true of every galaxy and every cluster of galaxies in the universe. They're all held together by this invisible stuff that we call dark matter.
So we need the dark matter. It's the glue that holds galaxies together.
The discovery of dark matter has revolutionized our picture of the Milky Way. The stars of the galaxy represent just a fraction of its mass. The rest is made up of an invisible halo of dark matter. It surrounds you, me, and every single star.
The stars are just the central region. The halo is at least 10 times bigger and weighs much more than 10 times more than all the stars and gas and dust that we can see. It's that whole structure that's the real Milky Way galaxy.